Good morning, everyone. It's Morning Questions with Jeff Doss. I am Jeff Doss, and I am excited. Just having a great morning, and I hope you have as well. Had a great conversation with a good friend of mine, Master Abercrombie, and also Miss Maupin, working on just our plans for our own training, how we can work together, how we can make things better in what we do, and also help each other in many different ways, and just discussing things. Also, after that, I listened to a phone call from one of my mentors, Michael Burnoff. I've been to many of his events, his core strength event, which is an amazing event in Arizona that I suggest a lot of you guys to do. Also, taking some of his courses, call to action, igniting momentum, really working on negotiable versus non-negotiable, lots of great things. And so the focus this week was making your mind, today was making your mind, you know, undeniable, unstoppable, right? And having that unstoppable mindset. Well, what mindset are you in? And really, he talked today about there's a mindset, then there's mindsets. And a lot of times, you know, we put this, we're either this or we're that. It's one or the other. And truthfully, we kind of need a little bit of both, depending on the situation. You know, some of us have that abundance mindset, some have a scarcity mindset, some have the victim mindset, some have the accountable mindset. Sometimes we need that victim mindset to get into that accountable mindset. We have the comparing to others versus being your own standard. There's so many different ones that we kind of go back and forth with. Fearless versus fearful. Sometimes you may need that fearful, but most of the time we want that fearless. Divide versus combine. Sometimes you may need to divide yourself from that situation, right? The other time you may need to combine and work with other people. So today was really a good way for me to just listen and think about the mindset. It's not just, this is my mindset, that's it. No, I have different mindsets that I may need to go back and forth through. How am I going to adjust those? How am I going to be flexible and moving here and there based on what I need? And say if someone asks me something, my reaction, I need to make sure that whatever reaction I give is based off the mindset that I currently am in or that I want to be in. So that's something that just think about today. What is your mindset? What are some that maybe you normally have? Maybe what are the countering ones? And what do you normally choose? And maybe write down, journal a little bit on some examples, some situations you've been in where you maybe were in this mindset. And what if you were in another mindset? How would you respond? Would have been better. Maybe you can, you know, change that a little bit, right? The other one was that fixed or broken mindset, right? And everything is either fixed or it's broken, and I need to fix it. It needs to be fixed or it's broken, right? And truth is, it's not that. We just need to, what Burnoff said was, what about just needing some updating or some upgrading? That's all it is. It's not always everything's fixed or broken. Oh, you're broken. Oh, it needs to be fixed. No, like, how about let's just update, right? How about let's just upgrade a little bit? Nothing's wrong or broken with us. We're just trying to upgrade a little bit each time. Continue to update. All right? So, hope you guys learned from this. Just a little reminder. Think about that. Mindset. Where are you at? What are you in? What do you want to be at? What mindset do you need to take you to where you want to go? All right. Have a blessed day, guys. And again, check out Michael Burnoff. Go to calltoactiontime.com. calltoactiontime.com to check out what he does. He does some amazing things there. Also, check out Grand Slam Martial Arts, my martial arts school, and you can follow me and Jeff Doss on Instagram or Facebook, TikTok, all those different things. You can check us out. Also, check out my friend Cliff Abercrombie. His school is Warrior Success Academy in Lynchburg. And you can check him out as well on Instagram and Facebook. So have a blessed day, guys. Take care, and I'll see you next week.